Tria Audio Guide. Welcome to Tria. Imagine a place where the shadows of the past blend with modern bustle, where ancient stones whisper tales of emperors and gladiators. Welcome to Augusta Treverorum, known today as Tria, one of Germany's oldest cities, with a history that stretches back over 2,000 years. According to legend, the city was founded much earlier than the Roman era by Trebetta, a prince from the Assyrian Empire, an ancient region of Upper Mesopotamia. The legend tells that he fled his homeland and founded a city in the unknown lands of Europe, which would later become known as Tria, approximately 1,300 years before the founding of Rome. Of course, this is a story that challenges the historical record and is probably best enjoyed with a pinch of imagination and a good Moselle wine in hand. Our journey begins when a Celtic tribe, the Treveri, decided to settle along the winding Moselle River. They were the ones who named what would be a settlement destined for greatness. This tribe was engaged in trade, taking advantage of the fertility of the land and the richness of the natural resources. But it was under the yoke of the Roman eagle that Augusta Treverorum would truly be born. The city's Roman legacy came to life in 16 BC, when the Romans, led by Emperor Augustus in his eternal thirst for expansion, established a military camp at the site. Little did they know that they were planting the seeds of a city that would one day be known as the Second Rome, north of the Alps. As the city grew in importance, so did its architecture. The Roman Bridge of Tria, which still stands proud after millennia, is a silent witness to the ingenuity and skill of Roman engineering. Imagine walking on the same stones as Roman soldiers, merchants, and pilgrims. It's a tangible connection to the ancestors of the city. But it's not just the bridge that awakens wonder. The Porta Nigra, a city gate that survives to this day, serves as the portal to Tria's past. It was here that the Romans showed their love for things grand and timeless. Its name, which means Black Gate, comes from the darkening of its light grey stones over the centuries. Crossing this threshold, one can almost hear the echo of Roman chariots and the bustle of city life. The zenith of Augusta Treverorum came in the 4th century, when it was proclaimed the capital of the prefecture of the Gauls. Emperors like Constantine the Great, a guy who knew how to impress his friends and scare his enemies, embellished the city with monumental structures. The Basilica of Constantine, which now serves as a church, was at that time a throne room, a symbol of imperial power that dominated the city. It had to be so large that echoes had echoes. Legend has it that you could hear someone yawning in it days later, but perhaps nothing better represents Tria's ancient grandeur than the imperial baths. Designed not only for cleansing, but also for socializing and business, these baths were a hub of daily life. Imagine yourself immersed in warm waters, surrounded by the opulence of mosaics and columns, as business and gossip flow as freely as the thermal waters. As the Roman Empire waned, Augusta Treverorum withstood various invasions, declines, and rebirths. In the Middle Ages, the city transformed into an important ecclesiastical centre, with the impressive Trier Cathedral, which houses a revered relic, the Holy Robe, supposedly the tunic Jesus wore before his crucifixion. The Bishop of Trier, Saint Maternus, is one of the first bishops known outside Italy. In 895, it was the seat of an ecclesiastical council, a testament to its religious importance in medieval Europe. Subsequent centuries saw Tria flourish and suffer through wars, shifts of power, and revolutions. Each era left its mark, from the prince electors of the Holy Roman Empire to the warlords of the Napoleonic era. Tria was occupied by France on several occasions in its history. The city was formally annexed by France in 1794 during the French Revolutionary Wars and became part of the Sarre department. It was not until the Congress of Vienna in 1815 that Tria was handed over to Prussia. Tria did not escape the conflict of World War II. It suffered significant damage from bombings, but many of its historical structures, including the Porta Nigra, survived or were restored after the war. The city, like an ancient book, has chapters written in the stone of its buildings, in the curves of its streets, and in the flow of its river. Today, Trier is a treasure trove of living history. Walking through its streets, which have seen more drama than an entire season of your favorite TV series, is to travel through the centuries. The market square, with its colorful Renaissance and Baroque-style buildings, bubbles with everyday life as it has done for hundreds of years. Cafes and shops invite locals and tourists alike to enjoy the hospitality of Trier, a hospitality that is as old as the city itself. But don't just stick with ancient history. Trier is also a city of learning and culture. The University of Trier, founded in the 15th century, is a bustle of youth and education, a place where the future is shaped with the wisdom of the past. Although it was closed during the Napoleonic period, it was refounded in the 20th century and remains an important center of higher education. On your visit to Trier, don't forget to taste the region's wine. Viticulture here dates back to the Romans, who knew that the Moselle Valley offered perfect conditions for cultivating vines. The rolling hills around Trier still host vineyards that produce some of the world's finest Rieslings. The local Riesling is so good, it might make you recite poetry in Latin after a few sips. As you bid farewell to Trier, you will take with you more than memories and photographs. You will carry the feeling of having been in a place where every stone, every street, and every building has a story to tell. Augusta Treverorum, with its glorious past and vibrant present, is more than a city. It is a continual dialogue with history, a crossroads of times and cultures, a place where you can touch the heart of European history. Trier Audio Guide,